What's up?
One game back in the AL West. You had a great week regardless. Is this the kind of a trend that's going to be going throughout the season where you really have to put your foot on the gas pedal until the very end?
Yeah, we're less than 40 games now. So, you know, every series I get asked about the importance of this series, and every series is important now. As we go along, I'm going to get the same questions, you know, once we leave on the road, once we get to Houston against, when we play Seattle. So it literally is, you know, with less than 40 games left, a sprint. Every game, you know, has the same importance, and, you know, no game's more important than today. So we try to back it up a little bit and just worry about today's game and then move on to the next one.
Does it affect strategically how you manage? Do you manage differently to the end last 40 games of the season?
No, it's based on the personnel we have. Certainly, we have 20 games in a row, which, you know, you have to take it easy sometimes on bullpens. There's going to be some guys getting some days off here late in the season, too, that probably need one. You know, we had a stretch of games where we had some days off and we could run some guys out there every day. So it's going to be more, obviously day to day, but having an understanding of a little bit of the big picture too. You want to have a couple of guys available in the back end of your bullpen every day, and so we need to spread it around a little bit. We're in a 20 game stretch.
You have been on the other side of the rope for the last 3 years.
Okay.
I'm a Latino, I don't bet.
That's fine. Just trying to process it.
Yeah, so, you know, the question is, how do you avoid, after facing two great teams, you know, the team to relax could be very dangerous against a team that not a bad team, but have not a good record?
If we relax against this team, we're going to get it handed to us. You look up and down their lineup offensively, they've been as good as any team in the American League in the second half. They have their guys back now. It is a potent offense, so we're going to have to play very well to beat these guys. Really not much pressure on them either. A lot of guys, you know, this time of year that are playing for next year or so. And the offensive numbers they put up are terrific. So we have to play well, we have to pitch well, and we're going to have to score some runs against these guys.
During this stretch, you're going to pass the September call date. Do you think you guys will be active, try and bring up reinforcements?
Yeah. You know, when you try to err on the side of too many as opposed to too little. So we'll have a good complement of guys coming. During the stretch, that's a good observation. You know, we have 20 in a row, but I think the last five or six of it, we'll have some reinforcements. So that'll help out bullpen-wise too. But we're gonna make sure we cover our bases and what we potentially may need, whether it's injury, whether it's, you know, we're down a few guys in the bullpen, whether it's a little more length than maybe we have down there right now. And then some guys that have been part of this thing too. So, you know, a 25-man roster right now, but we've had way more than that that have been a part of this thing, and you'll see those guys back too.
So Fowler, Barreto.
Those type of guys, yeah. I'm not going to get into names, but yeah, those type of guys.
What do you make, Bob, of Nashville's recent success as a group down there? How that might factor in for you guys?
Yeah, what a run. What was it, 14 or 15 games in a row? That's terrific. So, and I think it coincided with, you know, getting some guys from us too, whether it's Fowler, he's been on a nice run. Barreto always does a nice job for him too. So, you know, there's always the reward factor as well. But I think when you're in the position that we're in right now, it's not so much that as it is just the needs that we may have for the rest of the season.
How much do you think that kind of winning streak can translate when you pull guys from that team?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you win, there's a confidence that goes along with that. So, guys played well during that streak for a reason, you know, and that's why you're seeing the wins that we did. But, you know, there have been some guys that have won with us, too, and have had nice contributions as well. So there's a balance as far as that goes.
Last time the Night Flyers was about to start, I understand you had some back issues, but it started in jeopardy, but it gave you six solid innings.
Yeah, it was more glute, kind of lower, but, yeah, and he's past all that now, hopefully. But to give us what he did that day, I was really surprised because, like I said, I had made out two different lineup cards with the expectation that maybe he wasn't going to be able to take the mound. But once I went out there and talked to him while he was warming up, he goes, "I'm pitching tonight." He did a nice job.
Do you have a future in ticket sales?
Who knows? I might need it at some point. I did get to bang the gong or whatever they have over there. I did make a sale, so I'm expecting a little bit of a commission for that.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.